The United States has taken responsibility for a missile attack that killed top Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani. And the deputy head of Iraq's Hashed al-Shaabi military at Baghdad's airport early Friday. The Pentagon said President Trump ordered the attack and U.S. forces carried it out to deter future Iranian attacks in Iraq. President Trump tweeted a photograph of the American flag. Asked about this development, military analyst Daniel Davis, a retired Army lieutenant colonel, says the U.S. should be prepared for retaliation after the airstrike.
I can only imagine that this is going to put the target on American soldiers, on American assets, both military and economic. This could really be ramping up here in a way that we don't want to see.
The attack came amid tensions with the U.S. after a New Year's Eve attack by Iran-backed militias on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. The two-day embassy attack, which ended Wednesday, prompted President Trump to order about 750 U.S. soldiers deployed to the Middle East. The White House said President Trump has warned Turkey's president that outsiders were complicating the situation in Libya.
President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognized Government of National Accord. The GNA last month requested Turkish support as it fends off an offensive by General Khalifa Haftar's forces to the east of the country. His forces are backed by Russia, Egypt, the UAE, and Jordan. The bill, which was opposed by all major opposition parties in the parliament, passed by 315 to 184 votes. Opposition parties said such a move could exacerbate conflicts in Libya and endanger Turkish soldiers in the region and Turkey's national security.